It's very important to see what we have here in 1 Peter 2, from verse 9 onwards, what we are, as it has been underlined now. We have seen in verse 11, we are sojourners. That means we are away from home. But we have a clear identity, and that is brought before us in the preceding verses. And we have to understand our identity in order to live according to it in the place where we are now and where we are strangers. We do not belong to this scene, but we are here for a purpose. And we should have really this awareness of what we are in order to live according to the mind of God. You mentioned the expression exile. That is interesting. In Acts 7, we have been reading that Paul was in Midian. He didn't come from there. Moses, he was there in Midian, but he didn't belong to that place. In our German translation, it says he didn't have citizenship of Midian. And that is helping us to understand the subject. Our citizenship is not from here. It's from elsewhere. And we have to understand what we are, where we come from, and then we live according to the mind of God where he has put us. You see, just this still, the citizenship is mentioned in the epistle to the Philippians. Mm-hmm. Our citizenship is from heaven. Mm-hmm. Philippi, they understood it very well, these people. Philippi was a colony. What is a colony? It's a place in another country, in another area, but the people from Philippi were supposed to live according to Roman law. Mm-hmm. It's a Roman colony. According to Roman law, they were supposed to live as strangers where they were. And that is what God has called us to live as strangers here. But we have to know what we are. And that is verse 9.
Away with the fact that we have received mercy. He doesn't leave it at you are this special group. You know, you're this called out group and you don't belong here. He reminds us we didn't do anything to deserve that. You know, once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. And maybe just as an application, it'll probably come out later, one of the characteristics of a stranger who's received mercy would be that we show mercy.
And I just want to touch that because he's writing to those Christian Jews that have been dispersed, so they would understand that phrase in chapter verse 10, who once were not a people but now are a people of God. They would understand that that comes from the book of Hosea. And in chapter 1, God is disciplining them. God is saying to them, call me Lo Amin, which means not my people. And so there's a real sense of discipline there. And then when you come into chapter 2, he mentions in chapter 2, I think it's, verse 23, he says, then I will sow her for myself in the earth, and I will have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy. And then I will say to those who are not my people, you are my people. And then they shall say, you are my God. And so there's the connection here that they would understand what's being said. And so this thought of mercy, God's loving kindness being displayed now, and it's through the finished work of the Lord Jesus. It's because of who we are, so that where we are, we can live as who we are.
We mentioned that we really need to, as Christians and as strangers here, we really need to realize our identity. And we have a really rich verse in verse 9, you know, telling us about our identity. But could we maybe get a bit of discussion on what that does? When we realize our identity, when we realize what we are in Christ, could we maybe get some discussion on what that does in our hearts? What does that do to empower us or give us some sort of vigor, I guess?
Hmm. John, I think it's 15:19, I believe. There was they talk about how if you're with the world, it would love you, but you're not with the world, so it hates you. So you need to be in the world, but not of it. Kind of makes you, I guess, that sort of instills the fact that you, you're temporary here. You know what I mean? It's not something that you obviously need to. You can work as though, it's not like all these people are going to know you after you die, type of thing. So I guess I kind of, for me, that's sort of an empowering aspect of that, that verse, I guess. Just the fact that, your time here is temporary.
I think, just try to follow that up. The story is told of, years ago, when Teddy Roosevelt came back from a big hunting expedition in Africa, on the same ship that he was on, there was a man who was a preacher who had spent most of his life overseas preaching. And when the ship rolled into the harbor, everybody went crazy because the president, or former president, I think he was at that time, anyway, he was coming in and he had been in Africa killing animals, and everybody was saying what a wonderful man he was, and they were all excited. And the missionary looked at the crowd, and he said, "Where is everybody to welcome us?" Mm. He said that to his wife. And his wife said, "Sweetheart, we're not home yet." And it's a powerful reminder that we're not home yet. And if we can get that mindset, and that's what the exercise really is for us to have that mindset that we are temporary residents. This is not our home. And so we operate then from a whole different mindset. And then the other verses that Steve brought us to, and I'm sure there's going to be more comment about them, but how do we have the power to submit to the government that is there? How do we have the power to do the will of God? Because this is the will of God. How do we have the ability and the power to live as bondservants of God? It's only as we have our mindset corrected. We cannot take our signals from this world. We take our signals from another world because we're exiles here.